اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
أدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانه ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I'm Mehdi. Ask you to stay tuned. According to Imam Khomeini, the Quran is the man-making book. Islam is the man-making ideology. Man in all his dimensions. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, Quran's banner is not like any other. Quran's banners conduct per its commands. There is no school above the Quran's. Dear audience, now it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 119 to 120 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, recited by Brother Ahmad Abul Qasimi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله هذا يوم صادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم لله ملك السماء لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيه وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Qur'an, and what you just listened to was the recitation of Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 119 to 120, recited by Brother Ahmad Abu al-Qasimi. And now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمٌ قَالَ اللَّهُ. We have two letters that have to be read with tafkhim. The first one is the qaf, because it's a letter of isti'la. It has the characteristic of isti'la, which means the root of the tongue is raised while pronouncing this letter. قَالَ, and the mouth opens vertically, too. And this is because the letter is followed by an aliful mad. So this, we have the highest level of tafkhim for this letter. قَالَ اللَّهُ. Now the second letter that has tafkhim is the lam of the majestic name of Allah. It's pronounced with taghlil, okay, which is basically the same as tafkhim. And the reason it's pronounced with taghlil is that it's preceded by a letter with a fatha. قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ. In the word يَنْفَعُ, we have إِخْفَاء of Nun Sakina. The Nun Sakina is not pronounced from its original place of articulation. Instead, we approximate the place of articulation of fa, and at the same time, we make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. يَنْفَعُ. So the upper front teeth gets really close to the lower lip, but it doesn't touch the lower lip. And at the same time, a nasal sound is made for two vowel counts. This is ikhfa of Nun Sakina. يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدِقُهُمْ. صَادِقِينَ. The صَاد has tafkhim at the highest level because it has aliful mad after it. الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. Now the qaf has the lowest level of tafkhim because it has a ya'ul mad and kasra. صِدْقُهُمْ, again the sad has the lowest level of tafkhim. صِدْقُهُمْ, the second sad. الصَّادِقِينَ, the first sad had the highest level, and now this sad in the word صِدْقُهُمْ has the lowest level of tafkhim because it has a kasra. صدقهم, and the qaf has a moderate level of tafkhim because it has a dhamma. لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا. Now in the phrase جنات تجري, we have إخفاء نون ساكنة, and we also have another إخفاء in the phrase من تحتها. Both of them are similar to each other, and you have to approximate the place of articulation of ta, and at the same time make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. خَالِدِينَ has the highest level of tafkhim because it has an aliful mad. فِيهَا أَبَدًا, we have مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِل, which was lengthened to four vowel counts by Brother Abu al-Qasimi. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. رضي الله, the ضاد has the lowest level of tafkhim because it has a kasra in the word رضيه, and رضوا عنه, the ضاد has the moderate level of tafkhim because it has a wawul mad. عنه, in the word عنه we have إظهار of نون ساكنة, which means نون is pronounced completely, fully, from its original place of articulation without any deficiency. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The wa has the lowest level of tafkhim again because of the ya'ul mad. لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن. In the word فيهن, we have a noon which has a shadda, so we have to nasalize this noon for two vowel counts. Even if we do waqf, we still have to apply the nasalization. وَمَا فِيهِن, even without vowels, it has the nasalization. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And finally, we have an ikhfa in the phrase شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And the ra of qadir is pronounced with tarqiq, because the ra becomes sakin and is preceded by ya ul mad. Thank you very much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, for listening to this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segments of this program. Thank you.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the noble Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, in continuing our story from our last segment, in which we were discussing a particular event that occurred in Baghdad and is narrated to us by Allama Sayyid Hibatuddin Shahristani. And as we mentioned in our last episode, there was a particular group of scholars who were part of a particular society in Baghdad, and they would come together to discuss certain issues regarding the society or whatever they discussed. So anyway, this verse of the Holy Quran, that is the seventh verse of Surah Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran, began to play from the radio. And one of the individuals who were not Muslim, who were present in that particular gathering, became extremely affected by the beauty and the eloquence, rather even the eloquent manner in which that particular verse was recited. So the story then goes that the Sayyid then said to the scholar that, you know, there was once another scholar. Now, it is possible that the Sayyid is referring to the story which we mentioned a couple of episodes ago regarding this same verse about that young girl and the scholar. So the scholar may be referring to that incident. So anyway, the Sayyid doesn't mention the name of the scholar here, but he says there was a scholar who became extremely taken aback by the speech of a young girl. So this sounds very familiar to the previous story. As we're going forward, we'll see. In terms of her eloquence, in terms of her, you know, chicness in how she would speak, you know, the properness and the profoundness in how she would, you know, deliver her message and make people understand what she was trying to say. And he was extremely amazed and surprised by her. So he said to her that, you know, your speech is so beautiful, it sits well with one, you know, it's very pleasing, it eases the heart. So this young girl said to him that, however, don't say this. The Holy Quran has left no space for any other eloquence. It has taken all eloquence for itself. There is nothing that can compare to the eloquence of the Holy Quran. And then she recited this verse of the Holy Quran, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ, again from Surah Qasas, the seventh verse, from the 28th chapter. And in this she says that in a very short, concise manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has combined, as we mentioned previously, two statements, two prepositions, two commands, two things that one should do and two things which one should stay away from. And then also two glad tidings. All in one verse, in a space of what? 5-6 lines, even less, if you had to kind of put it all in two lines, one sentence. So she said, this is the peak of eloquence. No, that's what we call Nahj al-Balagha. No, the peak of eloquence obviously is the Holy Quran. The peak of eloquence that a man can say is Nahj al-Balagha. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words is far greater than that of the makhluq or the created beings. So again, as we see, this story is very close to the other one. But again, Sayyid Hibbatuddin mentions this and he gives a further explanation, which hopefully we will mention in our next segment. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.